Welcome to the second AAT podcast in the Employment Taxes series covering the submission of the 2010-11 P9D and P11D returns, where I will discuss the requirements for submission of the statutory returns. In the first of the three podcasts, I looked at preparing the way, including understanding what is required and what to do about obtaining the relevant information. In this podcast, I want to begin by looking at why we need to submit forms P11D, P9D, and the P11DB return, including what to do if P11Ds are not required. I will remind you about what we need to do with this important task, including the P11D quality standard set by HMRC, which has to be met to avoid rejection of any P11D, etc. returns. I will then look at our options for submission of the returns. In the final of the P11D series, I will be looking in detail at the calculation of the benefits and the completion of the actual P11D return forms. Let me remind you that the statutory deadline for submission of the 2010-11 forms P9D, P11D, and the P11DB return is the 6th of July 2011. The deadline for payment of the Class 1A NICs that we will calculate from the brown boxes on the P11D forms is the 19th of July 2011, although as usual, this is extended to the 22nd of July 2011 if paid by an acceptable electronic payment method. All three of these dates are normal working days, therefore we just need to make a diary note of those dates, and we need to ensure that our timetable for completion, submission and payment will fit in with the statutory deadlines. We need to plan ahead. Remember that there are costly penalties awaiting us if we are late in submitting these statutory returns, or if we get them wrong, and also if we fail to make payment on time. Interest will then be charged on the late payment of Class 1A NICs.